Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog
Joanne Barton, and we have a great show for you tonight. Having trouble getting in touch with our guest tonight. He probably doesn't recognize the number, but I will let you know who's going to be on if you don't know. We've got the better half, I think, of the mime robotics duo, legendary team, Shields and Yarnell, Mr. Robert Shields with us tonight. Not only is he a mime extraordinaire, he's a fabulous artist. His work is just amazing. An actor as well. And I'm going to see if I can get him on the phone. In the meantime, I'm going to play Mike Skill's song. Mike joined us last week. Thank you again, Mike Skill from The Romantics. I'm going to play his new song, his remake, his version of In the Midnight Hour. So enjoy the song while I try to reach Robert. And if not, I don't know if I even want to talk about the topic I want to talk about if we can't get Robert on the phone tonight. So anyway, enjoy In the Midnight Hour with Mike Skill while I reach out to Robert. Okay, hang on one second, folks. Okay, thanks so much. Hold on. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I loved it. I would never think to turn In the Midnight Hour into a rocking song like that, but great. And Mike is just a fabulous guy. And that, again, is Mike Skill from the Romantics. And he's got a new album coming out, Skill Mike Skill. And well, it's out. It's out. Pardon me. It's out. Is not yet. They're working on the pressing of that. So anyway, I left a message with Robert. I'm hoping he calls us. Something may have come up. If not, who knows? Maybe it was in regard to the post I posted today. I was more than happy to lose friends for what I said today, because any friend that stands with what's going on. Anyway, if Robert doesn't call, like I said, I don't want to talk about this on the air because I don't like to get political here. That's for sure. It's an entertainment-based show. I honestly didn't know how I was going to do tonight's show because I was just so taken aback. I can't anymore with what's going on. I mean, America gives rights. We are America. We are free. We don't take people's rights. And it's just the start. If they take away the right to have an abortion, that also includes the right to not have contraceptives. The right to get proper medical care for, I mean, we're going back 50 years. I mean, this is 2022. What is going on? I am so done with the way this country is going. And the last, since 2016, I mean, come on, folks, wake up. What is wrong with you people? Anyway, your beliefs does not have to be others' beliefs. And the fact that when it's your body, your choice in regard to a mask, but it's not your body, your choice when it comes to a child, what the hell is wrong with you people? I mean, honestly. Anyway, I really didn't want to talk about that because I'm just so, usually I say passionate. I'm not. It's beyond passion at this point. It's anger. It's disgust. And I am done. And again, I could care. Did not like what I said today in my post. And please unfriend me because you are no friend of mine. What? Give me a break. Anyway, whatever you want to call them. And if this is the base you want running our country, these people, then more power to you. Really, what a shame. Just a shame. So I did have some great questions for Robert, and I was looking forward to talking to him. He's an absolute legend. I mean, back in the day in the 70s with the variety shows, I was a big fan of them. I really wish they'd bring them back to some degree in current form where they could make them now because they were so good. I mean, it was, you know, the current talent with the doing the current celebrities in the world doing just little bits and skits. And it was so fun. And I enjoyed them. Something I miss. I miss a lot back then. Anyway, I wish I could go back to get away from this mess we're in today. If I knew that life was going to be like it is now, oh my God, I would have turned back a long time ago. Anyway, but our calendar is shaping up for May. Just waiting for folks to confirm their dates, and the calendar should be updated soon. I can tell you two definites that we have. Well, I've got a few definites. You know what? The calendar's not even near me, so I'm not even going to reach for it. So, again, we may have to cut this night short because I don't know if Robert will be joining us. I'm sure something came up. He is currently an Arizonian, and I believe I've seen his art in some of the stores there. If you've never been to Sedona, it's absolutely gorgeous. And my sister said it perfectly once I saw it. She said, if there is a heaven on earth, this is what it is, because it's just gorgeous. I mean, absolutely beautiful. And they have a lot of little quaint shops and really cool stuff in them, and a lot of art, and they have a lot of galleries as well. So I'm gathering Robert is in those shops his, and if you want to check out his work, go to robertshieldscreations.com. Amazing, amazing artist. And I'm disappointed he's not with us, but again, it could be my fault. I don't know. It could be my fault. And again, if it is, it's fine with me, whatever. Again, it is what it is. So I hope everybody's having a great week. It is Wednesday, hump day. It's been a crazy week for me. Anybody I know has been having a rough week this week, not to mention what's in the news. Just in general, it's just been a rough week. I called it May Day, May Day, May Day, because it's like, oh my God, there's just been so many issues and problems. It's like, oh God. And, if anybody wants to call in, 646-478-0999, and want to chat while we wait for Robert, I'm not going to give it, too much time because, you're not here to hear me. I mean, my show is about the guests. When they're on the show, it's their show. So, and, I'm accustomed to talking to myself. So, and, I know you're listening, however, without anybody talking back to me, it's a little difficult. So, you know, I mean, I could ramble on if I wanted to, but who cares about that, right? So, what do we got? Mother's Day is coming next weekend. Yeah, we won't be on the air on Sunday. Normally we're on the air on Sunday, but it's Mother's Day. So a happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And all you mother effers, happy Mother's Day to you too. And you dads who play moms, happy Mother's Day to you too. And hopefully the weather's gorgeous. Usually is a nice day on Mother's Day, and the weather's been a little fickle over here on the East Coast, and we're getting warmer, and then we get bad weather, and then we get warm again. Today was up in the air. It started out crappy and then ended pretty decent. So hopefully the 8th Mother's Day. Is it the 8th? Yeah. No, 13th. Is it the 8th? Oh, my God. The Sunday, whatever Sunday is. I don't have my calendar in front of me, folks. I'm so sorry. I don't have the calendar. I don't even know what day Mother's Day is. How bad of a mother am I? Jesus. Don't even know what Mother's Day is. Here's the calendar. I got it now. The 8th. Yeah, I was right. I don't know what the 13th is. I don't know where I got that. I must have something going on the 13th. I don't know. But, Chuck Wright is going to join us on the 11th. He's the bassist from Quiet Riot. And can't wait to have him on. He's got a new album coming out, so how cool is that? And on the 19th, I have a guest confirmed. I mean, I've got everybody confirmed. I just don't have the times that we're going to do. So I don't want to throw out any names out there if I don't have definites yet. So and then we also have Memorial Day weekend, so we're not going to be on the air that weekend. And, hanging out with Chuck Wright's going to be cool. Can't wait to hear the music and play it for you guys. We've got a couple of songs we're going to play for you from his new album. And I was hoping Robert would give us a call if you want. What I could do, I could play another song and try him again and see if he's available. And if not, then we'll end the show. So, because, I'm really, really so agitated that I don't even possibly don't even want to be here tonight. But anyway, it is what it is. So what do we got? Let's see. What can we play for you guys? A quickie while I give him a call. I'm going to play Be Kind because, man, we need to be kind, people. Be kind to each other and stop. Stop. I'm done. All right, let me give Robert a call. Enjoy, okay? I'll be right back. But And we're back. Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, I had to leave a voicemail with Robert again. So give it a few more minutes. And if not, we're just going to end the show, guys. Sorry about that. I hope you're not as disappointed as I am. So, again, I was hoping to have Robert on tonight. And I hope he's okay. I hope everything's all right. And hopefully we'll be able to reschedule for another date. So, it's happened before where we've had guests that had something come up and they couldn't make it. So it's all good. Don't worry. I'm sure he'll want to reschedule. And if not, we'll bring you more great guests. You know that. So, yeah, but what is it? It's 9:18. So happy May. Summer is around the corner. Thank God. Can't wait for the weather to change and stick. You know, we don't even have seasons anymore. We just go from hot to cold, cold to hot. That's it. And whatever. I know. So if it's going to get hot, let it get hot. You know, make up your mind. Mother Nature, I've had it with her. So anyway, it's been, again, a crazy week, and it's only Wednesday, but we only have two more days to go. So. And I hope you guys have some good plans for Mother's Day and be with loved ones and enjoy your weekend. And again, if the weather is nice, we should be able to gather and not have to worry and be outside. That's always a safe bet. And I'm wondering if how many of you guys are still wearing masks? I do. And I don't care if somebody's got a problem with it. So I don't really care. Someone looked at me funny the other day and they didn't even say anything. I could just see in their head. They were like, why are you wearing a mask? And I just looked at them. I said, because it's not over. And he's like, how did you know what I was thinking? I said, because I can tell. Anyway, but yeah, it is what it is, folks. I mean, we're living in crazy times and, I pray every day that it's going to get better, that I'll wake up one day and all this madness will be over. And, geez, if they could just shut these people up and they're just feeding the fire. I mean, when is DOJ going to act and do something? Something's got to be done. I mean, call me what you want. Call me, one-sided, whatever. I consider myself to be quite normal in the mental capacity, and what I see is just insane. So I love my country very much. I always have. And as a 9/11 survivor, when folks made such a stink about the virus, I mean, I was sickened. Do you guys recall how America came together for 9/11? Yeah, well, COVID was the same thing. Yeah, another crisis in the country that should have been looked at as that. And I'm hoping one day that those who died, those who got sick and listened to these people that told them, don't get the vaccine, it's a hoax or whatever, it's nothing. And I hope there comes a day when there'll be a suit against the government. If not the government, at least Donald Trump, Fox News, all these liars. Oh, did you guys catch the correspondence dinner? Oh, man, that was so good. It was so good. It called them out. Oh, my God, it was so funny. Biden says, well, for you guys, you know, we wouldn't be doing this. I'm not word for word here, not verbatim. You know, if you guys are wondering why we're all gathered together, you know, with COVID going on, everybody had to be vaxxed, double boosted, show proof that they were. I think they had to be tested too. I'm not 100% on that. And all the folks that were there were Fox and DeSantis. So guess what? These people who have been telling you all this shit about not getting vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing. It's whatever. They are all vaxxed and boosted. So they got you again. I don't know what it's going to take for you folks to wake up. I don't know. Just watching the country fall to its demise is not enough for you, but I don't know. But again, if it doesn't get any better, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. It's just a matter of madness. It's just simply madness. And if you ignore it, it won't go away. And if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. So do something. I mean, speak up, call your congressmen, your governors, whatever. Reach out to Washington. Tell them you're done. Tell them you're done. I actually called out the DOJ over the weekend. I pleaded with the DOJ to please do something. Because the more these people spew their lies and hate, the more people are going to follow it. So there you go. You could end it in an instant. Well, it won't be an instant. It'll take a while to get back to normal. But anyway, I'm hoping we get back to normal very soon. So I don't know how much more I could take. My family, they don't know what's happened to me. I never cared about politics. Hey, if I never said anything about politics, there's no problem. For me to say something about politics, there's something wrong. So I never gave a crap about politics in my life. And it wasn't until like the last year and a half of Trump's term that I saw what was going on, because I didn't pay attention. I didn't care. I mean, if my life is going okay, then I'm okay with whoever the president is. You know, I had no idea what was going on behind, because I didn't pay attention. I didn't pay attention. And, you know, I don't care who our president is, as long as they do right by the people. Honestly, I don't. And again, my apologies. I did not want to get political tonight at all. Don't worry, I'm going to delete this show because I'm not going to leave it up there with Robert Shields' name on it. That's for sure. Or maybe I'll just change it to Joanne being pissed off. How's that? Because I'm done. I'm so done. I am so done. And those of you who voted for these people and put them in office, I blame you. And the funny thing is, everybody was ranting and raving online, defending these people. Where are you today? Silence is deafening, isn't it? They have nothing to say. Nothing. Nothing. You should all be ashamed of yourselves for what you've done. Fox specifically. I don't know how these people sleep at night knowing what they're doing deliberately to this country. I mean, I want to know what Murdoch, why does Rupert Murdoch hate America so much? We made him a multimillionaire, billionaire maybe, for that matter. And why is he doing this? Money? Ratings? I don't know. Yeah, we're going to have to delete this show, folks, because I didn't think I should do this show tonight anyway. I was looking forward to having Robert on and deflecting away from I call it passion of what's going on. I hate to say anger because I hate being angry. I really do. I'm a very happy-go-lucky person, and for me to feel this way... I don't go there. If I go there, there's a reason. There's a reason. I'm not that type of person. And for me to go there, there's something wrong. And, you know, and again, like I said, I mean, I didn't pay attention when COVID came about. I said, I'll give Trump a chance. Let me see if he does the right thing. Nope. Didn't happen. And that was it. That was it. So anyway, I hope you all are having a great evening. I apologize for the rant. I really do. Again, I apologize for Robert not joining us as well. It would have been a different show for sure. Definitely entertaining. So have a great rest of your week. And please call your congressman, whoever, call whatever you need to do and speak up. This is America. We don't take away rights. We give rights. We are the land of the free. And just because I don't believe what you believe doesn't mean that there's something wrong with me. And it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. Just mind your damn business. Live your life. Leave people alone. That's all. That's all. I'm so sorry again. I did not want to do this. I did not want to go on this rant. I knew it was going to happen if Robert didn't come on. I knew it was going to happen. So, let me close with something upbeat. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, I love this song. Maybe this will pick me up. Have a good night. We'll see you guys on the 11th basis from Quiet Riot. Have a great night. Happy Mother's Day. Enjoy the rest of your week. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. And now I'm sure you know that I love ya. I need ya. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Take it to Hollywood. But if you wanna see just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. Take it anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Ooh, I'm your vehicle, babe. Don't you know I love you? I need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. You know I love you. I need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.